it's pretty surefire that every time a student walks onto the bus for the first time, the eyes get wide and they like weren't expecting, like, oh my God. Like,
this is Stephen Melanie, an onboard engineer for the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus.
It looks crazy when you walk inside. It's a $3 million recording studio.
The John Lennon Educational Tour Bus is a way for students to experience and work with state-of-the-art equipment, and it all started back in 1998 with a little help from Yoko Ono, who was known as the second wife of the rock legend John Lennon from the Beatles.
Our founder is Brian Rothschild, and he like knew Yoko through his contacts in the industry. He was like already in the music industry. But he started the John Lennon songwriting contest, which came before the bus. And originally when the bus was created, it was to support the songwriting contest and be a prize for the song contest winners to get to come on the bus and record their song. But it eventually just kind of like morphed and evolved into this like long tour that we do now, stopping at schools and helping students.
The students work together to write and record an entire song from scratch and record a music video for that song all in one single day. They come up with songs like this. Or this.
Into three different rooms. So the front room that you first walked into is our video production suite, which is also fully audio capable, but mostly we use it for video editing. It's kind of a bigger room, so we do a lot of the songwriting and collaboration in there. And then as you move farther down the bus, you get to the second room, which is our second studio or our audio recording studio, and that's where we have all of our Yamaha instruments, like the drums and pianos, set up.
The bus is completely non-profit, which makes everything completely free for the students and schools that participate with it. You can watch and listen to any of the projects students have created on the bus on their YouTube channel. With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.